play baseball here tonight in El Rosa.
The guys look shot that come in here after you've been working on this park. I think they've been going at it pretty hard for the last how many hours here, and it's actually looks really pretty good, Randy. I talked to AJ here a little bit, and but the outfield is a little bit spongy with the, you know, as much moisture as we had, but he said, I believe it's going to be playable.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of traction problems here, maybe, but other than that, we're going to get a ball game in.
Yeah, and I don't know the other regions, whether they're going to play tonight. We did hear Region 11C, Sartell, and the Cold Spring Rockies have postponed that game until 5:30 tomorrow night. So they'll play 5:30 tomorrow night in Region 11C. I don't know what's going on in Region 4C because Bird Island was to play Starbuck tonight over at Marthaler Field. That's just a little bit north of here at Minnewaska High School. They got just as much rain as El Rosa got. I know that.
Oh,
I heard,
I bet, yeah.
I heard rainfall amounts from Villard, 4.1 inches, and so they're in the same boat.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is, I think, right now.
Yeah. You want to get the games in, and El Rosa did a wonderful job getting this field ready. And it's going to be Kimball and Watkins, Don. The 1-2 out of the Central Valley. Kimball was the number one seed. Watkins, the number two seed. And that's where we're playing tonight. Kimball, they've gone 2-0 in this tournament. Watkins has gone 2-0 in this tournament. And tonight we'll determine who's in the driver's seat for that number one seed out of 15C.
I see that Watkins is going to throw their ace tonight, Matt Geislinger, so it's going to be an interesting ball game. And he's going to go against Zach Wallner. I guess I don't know a lot about him. You said he's pitched quite a bit already
for Kimball already. I've heard Ben Johnson, he had a great game last week, 14 strikeouts, but he almost needs 2 weeks of rest.
Okay.
Yeah, so Johnson pitched a lot at St. Cloud State, and that arm, just not what it used to be, of course. So to be effective, he needs about 2 weeks of rest. So
he'd be in the majors, Randy, right now. He'd probably only pitch 5 innings in a game. So
that's
he won't
right.
have to worry about
that's
it.
That's right, yeah.
He'd probably get by with 10 days rest, right?
Yeah. Don, just reaching 15C, of course, we've got a couple elimination games tomorrow in 15C, and those are going to be some great ball games starting at 11, aren't they?
I think it will be with St. Martin and El Rosa, and I think the pitching is going to be a factor in that game tomorrow. And I really do. I'm really kind of looking forward to that matchup. And the young guy from El Rosa,
Peyton Van Beck.
Peyton Van Beck, I would imagine, not positive if he's thrown tomorrow, but I would almost imagine Scott Leeser would probably go for St. Martin. Because if you don't win, you're not playing another game.
Exactly. So got to go with your best.
And it's a state tournament berth. So it's a very important game for the two teams. And like you said, it's going to be some excitement. And the next game will be Lake Henry and Spring Hill, and I think that also will be a good game.
Yeah.
It's, like you said, loser goes home.
Yeah. And, of course, you can never count out the Vogt boys. Ethan and Aaron Vogt, they'll be factoring into tomorrow's pitching role,
pitching.
Too.
Elroy's got pitching, and they got depth on the bench with pitching, and I think that's going to be a factor for them. So, see what's how it turns out. See if we can get some hitting done, and
that's
what happens.
That second game tomorrow, Don, with Lake Henry and Spring Hill, another elimination game. We saw both of those teams put up a large amount of runs in their second game. Lake Henry jumped out to a big lead against Watkins, only to see that lead
diminished
they lost in extra innings by a score of 11-9.
They scored 21 games in the two ball games.
Or 21 runs?
21 runs, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it's unreal with the runs that they've been scoring. And to lose a game to Watkins like that was unfortunate for them. But it happens, you know, and it's pitching and pitching and pitching, I always say.
Yep. And then Spring Hill, of course, they had a great first game against Kimball. They lost 3-1 to Kimball their first game.
Correct.
And then in their second game, they found themselves down at 1.10-5 to Richmond. And Spring Hill just kept battling back and battling back and battling back, and they won that game.
They did, yes. And Spring Hill probably shouldn't have won that game with the walks and the pitching the way it was going. I think they walked 7 or 8 people in that game, I believe it was. And usually if you walk that many guys, you don't usually have a whole lot of chance to win a ball game, but they kept scrapping. They put out 19 hits in that game.
They had 19
hits. Richmond
only
had, what, 8?
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, the score didn't reflect for Richmond either what they had. So,
well, Watkins is finishing up their infield outfield here. We're going to get our starting lineups, national anthem here shortly. Region 15 C baseball on KASM, brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Peak, Pep's Park, World Spring Hill, DNS Excavating in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud. Baseball brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Cutzer Excavating of Albany, Kramer Lumber True Value in Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, West Central Sanitation, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo, bringing us baseball tonight, the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Scooters Trucking, Virgil's Big Arena, Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sock Center in Long Prairie. We have Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store helping us out with baseball, Dairyland Supply of Sock Center, Grove Mutual Insurance Company over in Meyer Grove, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Speaking of Albany and Richmond A&W, we'll name that player of the game following our contest tonight. That player receives a $10 gift certificate that they can redeem at either Albany or Richmond A&W. And Don has our starting lineups, so Donald, why don't you bring us those lineups?
Okay, for Watkins tonight, leading off, playing center field will be Kevin Kramer. Batting second, doing the catching tonight will be Lincoln Hogan. Batting third, doing the pitching tonight will be Matt Geislinger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Brendan Ashton. Batting fifth, the designated hitter will be Heath Kramer. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Carter Block. Batting seventh, third baseman, Carson Geislinger. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Nolan Geislinger. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Gavin Mathias. And playing right field will be Dustin Kramer. For the Kimball Express, leading off, playing left field will be Matt Tibbetts. Batting second, playing third base will be Scott Markert. Batting third, playing first base will be Adam Beyer. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Ben Johnson. Batting fifth, the designated hitter tonight will be Joel Pennards. He'll be batting for the pitcher, Zach Wallner. Batting sixth, the catcher will be Keith Markert. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Brian Markert. Batting eighth, playing right field will be Matt Dingman. Batting ninth, and playing center field will be Brooks Markert.
There you go. Your starting lineups with Don Heinen here on KASM Radio. The grounds crew led by Matt Gumby Bauer. They're out just doing a little bit of raking around that shortstop and third base area on the infield. And the umpires have yet to walk out onto the field and meet with the managers. So we're awaiting their arrival here at El Rosa Saints Baseball Park. Now, we mentioned the games taking place in Greenwald tomorrow. And so I'm sure Greenwald was listening to us tonight here in our pregame. And they're out working on their field right now, getting it ready for tomorrow. But games that are scheduled in 4C, that's over at Marthaler Field at Minnewaska High School. Tonight it was to be Bird Island and Starbuck in the winner's bracket, and then at 11 o'clock tomorrow, it'll be Milroy taking on Raymond at 11 o'clock in 4C, and Regal gets Painesville at 1:30 tomorrow. That'll be, what did Kirby call that, the Brad Skuglin prodigies going at each other tomorrow over at Marthaler Field in Minnewaska at the high school. Regal and Painesville at 1:30 tomorrow.
It's going to be hard to keep Brad behind the fence tomorrow, isn't it?
I think so, and he probably, if you would ask Brad tomorrow who he's rooting for, he's probably not going to tell you,
he's
right?
He's going to probably sit right in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. But those will be elimination games in 4C tomorrow.
Correct.
Over in Region 8C, there was supposed to be a game tonight up in Piers Legion, or at Piers Legion Field. That was Buckman and Avon. They were scheduled to play tonight. Now, I've not seen on Twitter or heard otherwise whether that game is going to be played tonight or not. But tomorrow at 1 o'clock, it will be Randall against Upsala. And at 4 o'clock tomorrow, Port Ripley and Nisswa. They have two teams already going to the state, and Buckman and Avon in Region 8C. And that Randall and Upsala game and Port Ripley and Nisswa game will whittle it down to the four-state tournament entrance. Over in Region 11C, being played over in Sartell. The Rockies were supposed to play Sartell tonight. That game has been moved to 5:30 tomorrow night. Tomorrow at noon in Sartell, Foley takes on St. Joe at noon, and then at 2:30 it'll be Luxembourg and Monticello in Region 11C tomorrow. So those are the ball games taking place across central Minnesota as the starting lineup for Watkins has been introduced. We got the starting lineup coming here for Kimball shortly, and we'll get baseball going tonight. Don, now you leaning any way here? You got a feeling of what's going to happen? Matt Geislinger obviously throwing for Watkins may give them an advantage, right?
I think it might a little bit here, but yeah, I think it will give them a little bit of an advantage. I watched Matt throw last, what was it, Friday night?
Yes, Friday night here.
He was untouchable.
Against Barming, yeah.
17 strikeouts in that ball game, and if he has the same form he had last Friday night, I think Kimball hitters will be in a little bit of a difficult situation here with him. And Zach Wallner said he's a pretty good pitcher also.
Very good
so
pitcher.
We might have a good pitcher stew all the way around tonight. So I'm going to be kind of neutral on this here because it's two teams I didn't see a lot of at all, you know. So
Kimball knows Matt Geislinger well, though. They face
him
a lot over the years.
They face him and back and forth, yes.
All right, why don't we do this? We're going to take a 2.5-minute timeout. We'll come back with the start of our ball game in 2.5 minutes.
Work, then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Managed Wi-Fi takes your internet connection to new places. Literally, Albany Mutual Telephone's Managed Wi-Fi service boosts the internet signal strength to every corner of your home, upstairs, downstairs, inside, and out. Our Managed Wi-Fi service delivers optimal internet performance, meaning you can work, play, stream, or browse on multiple devices in every room in your home. For more info, call us today at 320-845-2101 or visit us on the web at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
See, it's 65 degrees.
The summer clearance event is going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Ram Warlock with a 5.7-liter Hemi V8 and electronics group for only $279 per month. Or how about the all-new 2020 Ram 1500 Bighorn with Apple CarPlay and remote start for only $35,599. Don't delay, shop the summer clearance event today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Randy Wachstein, Don Heinen back with you at El Rosa Baseball Park, Region 15C baseball action tonight here on KASM Radio. The umpires meeting with the team's managers right now behind home plate, and we'll get things going here shortly. The Kimball Express have taken to the infield already. Let's set Kimball up for you defensively. Scott Marquardt over at third. At shortstop, it's Brian Marquardt. At second base tonight, Ben Johnson. And over at first base, Adam Beyer. In left field, Max Tibbetts. In center field, it's Brooks Marquardt. Out in right field for Kimball, Matt Dingman. And on the mound, or actually behind the plate, we have Cade Marquardt. And on the mound, Zach Wallner. Game time temperature, 65 degrees. We have winds blowing out of the northwest at about 14 miles an hour. Those 14-mile-an-hour winds out of the northwest tonight. And what a difference like 3 hours makes. It's gone from like the low 80s and a high dew point to cool off.
Yeah, it's we're just commenting. We're kind of glad the wind's behind us in the press box here, because if it'd be blowing in our face, we'd have to probably bulk up here a little bit, put some more clothes
on.
Yeah,
we'd be looking for the heaters, wouldn't we? Yeah. Right-hander Zach Wallner ready to work to the top of that Watkins lineup, and Kevin Kramer. Kevin, I think by his own admission, had a tough game against Farming last Friday night, but then he broke out of his shell on Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin's having a good region so far. Five for 10. He's hitting 500 with a couple doubles, home run,
yeah,
three runs scored. So he's on pace here. He's got one of the home runs out of the 12 that had been hit so far in the region tournament.
Zach Wallner's first pitch of ball. Kramer will take a strike at the knee. No? Yep, I think so. And 1-1. Oh, now he's saying 2-0. Okay, sounded like strike. 2 outs, no strikes to count. And Kramer will follow this one to the netting, and the count 2 balls and a strike now to Kevin Kramer. It'll be Kramer, Lincoln Haugen, and Matt Geislinger, 1-2-3 hitters for Watkins. And Zach Wallner. Zach Wallner out to actually call Cade Marquardt out to have a little word with him. I don't know if it's about the he's calling the balls or the pitches. Pitch in the dirt and the count 3-1. I don't think Wallner has worked a lot with Cade Marquardt behind the plate. Cade, a young catcher. Wallner throws periodically. The count 3-1 to Kevin Kramer. And Wallner's pitch that's squibbed on the ground to third. Scott Marquardt in on the grass. His throw to first and a stretch by Adam Beyer and a 5-3 put out. That was interesting, Don, to see Scott Marquardt and him coming in on that wet grass right off the bat.
It looked like he was a little careful there when he ran it to stop the plant for the ball there, and he got a good throw out to first base, a little wide, but kept his foot on the bag.
So with all that rain, 4.5 some inches, that grass infield, I think, would be really slow off the grass, right?
Yeah, I think it would.
Here's Haugen. He taps this one off the plate, followed down the third baseline, and the count 0-1.
Lincoln 3-for-9 in the tournament so far, 333. He's hitting with base on balls, a couple runs scored. One thing we haven't seen yet in the tournament, Randy, one of our favorites, is a triple.
You're right.
We haven't seen one yet.
You're right. This is a big enough ballpark where that could happen.
That's a kid.
Wallner ready. And his pitch, there's the strike called, and 0-2 now to Lincoln Haugen.
113 strikeouts so far, 54 walks out of 8 games here. So hit by pitch. Remember here a few years back, the hit batters that were, I think it was in Painesville, wasn't it?
A lot of hit
batters.
It was
like 50-some batters hitting, I think, in that tournament. There's only 12 so far, so they got a little catching up to do, don't they?
Well, that means pitchers are probably throwing more strikes.
There you go. That's a good thing.
1 ball, 2 strikes to count to Lincoln Haugen, and Haugen swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Oh,
so 2 out. And it'll bring Matt Geislinger to the plate, the walk-off hero against Lake Henry on Sunday.
Wow, yeah. And that's coming to pitch and finish up the job there in Lake Henry against Lake Henry. What gets the walk-off two-run homer? And he's hitting 500 with 4 base on balls with a home run. So he's getting on base.
Yes, he is. Swing and a miss by Matt, strike one. 0-1 the count. As Wallner kicks and delivers, and another swing and a miss, strike two.
Big windup by Wallner out there, doesn't he? He's got a big long stretch with this arm, long legs, big tall guy.
Boy, the blankets are out tonight here in El Rosa. Here's Geislinger taking it the other way. Slaps it past Scott Marquardt into left field, a base hit. Just a perfect job of hitting.
Try to do too much with that fastball that he is on the outside corner. Just slapped it past Marquardt at third base there into left field. So, like you said, great job of hitting by Matt Geislinger.
So I've just received word that Avon and Buckman will be playing at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Region 8C, with the other games to follow. So they'll play four games tomorrow in Region 8C.
Wow.
And they'll try to wrap everything up tomorrow.
Yeah.
With Sunday as an open date. So.
Oh, wow. Now, we could have ended up with four games tomorrow, too.
We could have, yeah.
Kind of like it this way.
I do, too. Brendan Ashton at the plate. The first pitch of ball to Brendan. 1-0. Matt Geislinger at first. And Ashton, boy, he waits on that curveball, and he fouls it back and out of play in the count 1-1.
He's having a good tournament also. He's got a home run already. Got 3-for-9, 333. So, you know, you look at it as a team, 18-for-44 so far in eight games. They're hitting 383 as a team. So
yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
Ball on a strike. Geislinger leads from first. Beyer holds him there. And Brendan Ashton swings and misses. Strike two. He's got a good fastball early
yes,
on.
He does. Impressed. That's what we like to see.
Yes,
we
do.
Pitcher against pitcher here for...
Wallner working from the stretch, and Matt Geislinger the lead, and here's a fly ball to left field, down in the corner, and that one is in the dog pit, or whatever that is. That's behind the wall, and you don't want to go there.
That's a big lock chain, that dog.
It is Bear Otto. Bear Otto is over there, though. All right, one ball, two strikes, the count to Brendan Ashton, and the pitch outside, a ball, and 2-2. So the wind is blowing from right to left. You get it up in the air, and that ball's going to sail here tonight. 14-mile-an-hour winds out of the northwest.
I think you're going to want to try to start that thing out in about left center field, though, the way the wind is blowing, northwest wind here.
2-2 the count, and Ashton takes strike three called, and he's out on strike. The summary for Watkins in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We played a half an inning. It's a Watkins nothing, and Kimball coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KAFM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. It's great to see hometown baseball at its best, and we're proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the Region 15C baseball tournaments. The fields look great in Greenville and El Rosa, and we're proud to have our roll-off at the Greenville Park. West Central Sanitation is one of the last local family-owned refuse and recycling companies left in central Minnesota. Call us today at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
The bottom of the first inning, Max Tibbetts at the plate, and the first pitch, a called strike to Max, and then he fouls one off, and it's quickly 0-2 to count to Max Tibbetts. Tibbetts, Marquardt, and Beyer in the first. Matt Geislinger gets a called strike three, and 1-2-3, Tibbetts goes down on strikes.
Still looking for his first hit in the tournament. He had three base on balls so far. And if you look at the difference in the team batting average, 383 versus 243 here, so 242, I should say. Kimball's got a good hitting team, though. They can come to life any time here, so.
Matt Geislinger, the left-hander on the mound, delivers, and the pitch is strike called 0-1.
Well, he knows who he's throwing to there with Scott up there. He threw him a curveball to start out with.
Yeah. Comments are from when we talked to some farming players that he hides the ball well out of the windup. And all of a sudden that ball is on top of you.
And he throws, he's in the middle to upper 80s, I think.
He is. Pitch a ball and the count, one ball, one strike to Scott Geisling, or Scott Marquardt, excuse me.
He's having a good tournament, 375 with a base on balls here, so he's hitting the ball.
One ball, two strikes. Geislinger will move that ball all over the plate, the inside of the plate, the outside. And he'll use that strike zone with the letters and the knees. And just does such a good job. The pitcher called a ball, and 2-2 now to Scott Marquardt. Set the Clippers up for you defensively in just a bit. Pitch a little bit outside and high, and the count full at 3-2. Over at third base for Watkins tonight, it is Carson Geislinger at short. We have Nolan Geislinger at second base, Carter Block, and at first base for the Clippers, it's Brendan Ashton. The 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Scott Marquardt out on strikes. In the left field for the Clippers, you will find Gavin Mathias in center field, Kevin Kramer, and out in right field tonight, it is Dustin Kramer. Behind the plate, we have Lincoln Hogan, and on the mound, Matt Geislinger, ready to face Adam Beyer.
Adam Beyer, 375, 3-for-8 so far in the tournament.
And Geislinger ready on the mound. His pitch. Beyer squibs this one over by the first base dugout. That is occupied by Watkins. Or make it by Kimball. Kimball in that first base dugout. Watkins in the third base dugout. Ben Johnson on deck.
Don't get mixed up with these two teams, you know.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. The old one, that sails over the head of catcher Lincoln Hogan. And now one ball, one strike. One the count. Matt Geislinger ready. His pitch to Beyer on the inside corner. That's strike two.
That was a beautiful pitch, wasn't it? There's nothing he could do with that.
Ball and two strikes. That would have just about sawed his bat off.
That's right by his
hand. And the Beyer takes inside again. Geislinger thought he had strike three, and the umpire says, no, that's ball two. Two balls, two strikes.
Did look like it from here, didn't it?
Almost the same spot as the pitch prior.
Yeah.
Region 15C Baseball on KASM. The 2-2 to Beyer. Inside and the count full at 3-2. Don Heinen, Randy Rothstein with you. Ezra Noska producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. We started our ball game a little bit late tonight. El Rosa ball team doing just a great job of getting the field in playing condition. The full count pitch to Adam Beyer. A foul to the backstop. And the count stays full at 3-2.
Well, it looked here 3-4 hours ago. It didn't look like we would have baseball tonight, did it?
No. No, with all the rain coming out of the skies.
We had some tornado warnings up in this area through Lake Henry in that area.
Here's Beyer sending it a long way. That's down into the Beyer Auto lot. Never to be seen again. Just got to get by the three Bulldogs. Here's a scribbler on the mound to Geislinger, and that went out to Adam Beyer's foot in the batter's box.
Ooh. That one I felt up here.
Wow. You know, good hitters do that. I never did that. How come that happens?
Well, normally if you swing and miss, you don't find
I never needed a shin guard.
I don't know if they made them in them days.
No, you're right. They
you
probably
didn't have
did.
All that nice equipment.
No, you just thread it through black and blue ankles and insteps.
Oh, off the top of the foot.
But again, some people have such a quick bat that they turn on that pitch
right.
So fast.
on a breaking ball, too. That's what will happen, too. If it's on the inside corner, you will do that.
All right, we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes to count to Adam Beyer. And inside, Beyer works himself a two-out walk.
Well, it was good at that by Adam Beyer.
It really was. He followed the couple straight three pitches off. He followed one to the backstop, one to the auto lot. And
so now if you're a pitcher, that's where you throw that same pitch back on that inside corner, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
you do.
That'll bring Ben Johnson to the plate, the power-hitting Johnson, forcing Matt Geislinger to work out of the stretch. And the pitch to Johnson inside a ball, 1-0. Matt is keeping it tight on these hitters. He's not putting anything over the plate right now.
I want to get them arms extended to these guys. 2-for-8 so far, 250 for Ben Johnson.
Beyer leads from first. Ashton holds him there. And Ben Johnson sends it foul to the backstop, and the count, 1-1. Dimensions here at El Rosa Saints baseball field.
320 down the lines. And looking right field, I can see it here. 320, 360 is a power alley, and 365 in center field.
Just a nice park to hit in.
Yes, it is. Good backdrop.
You bet. Swing and a miss by Ben Johnson at the changeup there, and the count, 1-2. Two outs and one on. Brendan Ashton actually playing in front of Adam Beyer, not holding him here. And Matt Geislinger's pitch. And a swing and a miss. Johnson out on strikes. Geislinger strikes at the side. No runs, no hits. No errors. One left on base. One in the books. It's Watkins nothing and Kimball nothing. More baseball in a minute on KAFN.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up. Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure that you'll get helpful energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country, and they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store or for bulk fuel delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is where you have to start. For more than 35 years, Pep's Pork has been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. It's all about the quality and how they raise their hogs, grow their crops, and process their meat products before it hits your plate. We encourage you to try Pep's Pork products and become one of our satisfied customers.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Keith Kramer leading off the second inning for the Watkins Clippers facing Zach Wallner. And with the 1-1 count, the right-handed hitter at the plate, and Kramer pops this one up in the infield. Racing over by the line is the pitcher, Wallner, and he drops it in foul territory. And I don't know if he took his eye off of it or what, but that was a routine pop-up.
Kicked off the heel of his glove here. I don't know. If, like you said, I think he took his eye off the ball.
Yeah. He had lots of room. Didn't have to worry about a dugout or another player. Adam Beyer had backed off already.
Yeah, he was worried about him coming probably.
Kramer gets new life. The count, 1-2. Wallner's pitch, strike 3, and Heath Kramer gets caught looking here in the second. That'll be the third strikeout for Zach Wallner.
Throws good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Zach Wallner, I'm impressed with him. Throws fastballs, throws strikes, mixes in a curveball. It looks like a little bit of a slider once in a while.
That'll bring Carter Block to the plate. First pitch to Carter Block, followed out of play. I think there's a job for Lou Zadabani and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Yep.
I kind of park mine around here, so he'd have something to do next week. So I parked it closer tonight.
All right. And Block knocks it back to the mound. Wallner knocking it down. He throws to first and in time to get Carter Block, 1-3 in the putout. Now, Wallner went over the top of the mound to retrieve that ball, Don, and when he planted, he slipped a little bit, too.
Yes. I'm sure they're all kind of walking on tippy toes here a little bit, but
yeah.
Carter Block was looking for his first hit there. I thought he might get her in the tournament here in the infield hit, but
I'll bring Carson Geislinger to the plate. Carson had a pretty awesome Friday night game here last week, and he along with Nolan Geislinger have been the buzz of the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of these young players and how well they played.
Hitting 333, 3-for-9, it's Carson.
First pitch of ball from Zach Wallner, and 1-0. There's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. We're in the top of the second inning. No score from El Rosa. Pitch a little bit low, and the count 2-1. Got to send out a thank you to Kirby Hemish. Kirby was able to get all these games posted online on Monday already, so he had them all up for you to listen to rebroadcast to on Monday, which was pretty cool. Go to mychasm.com if you want to listen to a rebroadcast of one of last week's games. Geislinger will follow back and out of play in the count 2-2.
And it didn't go in vain, Kirby, because we listened to some of them.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay.
Mary listened to 2, 3, 4 of them probably. And
yeah.
Two of them, I listened to one.
Two balls, two strikes, the count to Carson Geislinger. Zach Wallner kicks and delivers, and Geislinger takes the pitch up high and tight, and the count full at 3-2. Of course, lots of ways to listen to our game tonight. The irregular Chasm 1150 in on our FM dial at 107.7 FM. You can listen to the game or on our stream at mychasm.com. Wallner's going to lose Carson Geislinger here as he walks him with two outs, and that'll bring Nolan Geislinger to the plate.
Nolan's having a great 8 games in this tournament, 6-for-9, 666 with a double and the run scores. He's just fantastic on it. He's going to be
a freshman. There's a lot of debate. Sorry, Nolan. One ball, no strikes the count as Nolan takes up high for a ball. So
I guess I don't care how old he is. He's having a great tournament here.
He is. He plays like an adult, a seasoned veteran. A swing and a miss. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Zach Wallner working from the stretch. And Geislinger swings and misses. Strike two. One ball, two strikes.
This isn't good, Randy. They're tempting me with burgers up here.
Just not right, is it? All that good food at these region tournaments. And Geislinger will take strike three called. He's caught looking, and that'll end the second for the Clippers. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We played 1.5. It's Watkins nothing and Kimball nothing. More baseball in a minute on KAFN.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
If you're planning to build new or remodel, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich would love to help with that project. Bring in your floor plans and ideas, and Scott will put together a free estimate. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix carries block, lumber, windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more in their New Munich store. Find us online at wormsreadymix.com or call 837-5288. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years, we are Worms Lumber and Ready Mix.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the second inning, Joe Penritz, the DH for Kimball at the plate. To count one ball, one strike. Matt Geislinger zipping along here. His pitch to Penritz on the outside corner and strike two called. Joe Penritz, Don, been a little quiet so far in the tournament.
He has 1-for-8 in the tournament, 125, but ready to explode.
Pitch from Geislinger, a bit low, and the count at the 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Boy, that wind picking up, blowing from right to left. And Penritz will call this one to the netting and the count at 2-2. To the count. And the pitch from Geislinger is low for a ball in the count full at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Matt Geislinger ready, and Penritz a ground ball back to Geislinger on the mound. He'll pull it out of the turf and over to first, 1-3 in the put out of Joe Penritz. One down, it'll bring catcher Cade Marquardt to the plate. Marquardt followed by Brian Marquardt here in the second. Cade Marquardt having a good tournament for Kimball.
600 for the tournament so far.
Young man just recently graduated from Litchfield.
He's got 3 base on balls also, so he's getting on base.
Yes, he is. He's a good baseball player. One ball, no strikes, the count. The pitch from Geislinger.
A lot of young kids mixed in here, don't they, in both teams here?
Yeah. Pitch outside, and 2-0 to Cade Marquardt. There's a strike called, and 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Two-1 the count. Here's the pitch, and that one's fouled between the press box and the concession stand.
That one had the right height.
And 2-2. Yeah, that one had the right height to come into the window by the public address announcer. As Geislinger delivers, and here's a line drive nab by Brendan Ashton at first. So Ashton grabs that second out.
Kevin Kiefer is up here and has one of his hands in a cast here or whatever. He's got a big brace on it.
Broken bone in his hand.
I'm sure he was hoping that was going to come at him.
Right. Brian Marquardt, the shortstop at the plate, and the pitch to Brian, a strike call, 0-1. Just one hit in this ball game. That was the Watkins Clippers, Matt Geislinger. Otherwise, each team has a walk.
Brian, one hit in the tournament so far. Been a little quiet.
Pitch a ball, and the count, 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1 the count. It's Geislinger on the way with the pitch, and the count outside, and 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Geislinger stares down to Lincoln Hogan behind the plate, and the 2-1 pitch, strike two called, and 2-2. I'm so impressed with these two pitchers, the way they're working the game so far, just going at these hitters.
Love to see it. Throwing strikes.
Yeah. 2 outs, 2 strikes. Pitch outside, a ball, and the count full, 3-2. I think Matt, though, knows, Don, that he can't put it out over the plate because Kimball's too good a hitting club. He's got to work those corners. Here's a pop-up to shallow center field out on the grass. Now a second baseman block. He'll make the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Express in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. We play two here in El Rosa. No score. Watkins and Kimball. We're back in a minute.
You can trust Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. contact. Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency today. Call 243-7403. Trust in Tomorrow's a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrel have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrel.